is about readiness. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. With that being said, I'm your co-host, Tori.
And I'm your girl, Trina. And we appreciate your time and viewership as always. When you have thousands of podcasting options, you chose us. And guess what? We choose you. Absolutely. What's going on with you today, T-Styles?
Oh, man. The weather is beautiful here in Hotlanta. I just can't wait to get out here and change clothes. It must be warm down in Texas.
Yes.
Because I see you.
With my springtime shirt on. It's like 80 degrees here today, honey, and I'm loving all of it.
Yeah. You know, I haven't been outside yet, but I heard it's supposed to be 80 here as well. So I might end up changing my shirt after this show
Absolutely, honey. Enjoy it. The vitamin D is strong out there, girl. So I'm going to go run my ears after we finish with this show and just enjoy it before it goes away. I'm like, please don't go away. But at the same time, you know, it gets hot here in Texas. So I am not looking forward to those super high temperatures. But this right here is bearable. And I'm loving it.
Yeah, you got to enjoy the 80s because it can get to like 116 in Texas.
It's crazy. I'm talking about everything sweating. You taking 2 to 3 baths a day just to get through it all.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on, Jesus? Please turn on the AC outside.
Yeah. I mean, they call it Hotlanta, but Texas, that heat hit something different. It's like, when I come to visit you, I don't want to go outside. I'm good. It's like, let me stay inside in the air conditioning. It is something else.
Where is the AC, baby? Where is the AC? But cousin, let me tell you about what happened. Well, I know you know because I called you immediately. But yesterday, I got to share with our viewers. I had a traumatic experience. I'm talking about traumatic, okay?
And yeah. Go ahead, tell the truth.
So bad. So, okay, me. I pretty much had the same hairstyle for years. Just boring, old, straight to the point hair. You know, I'm natural, so I don't put chemicals or anything on my hair. And I don't want to cut it because what if I cut it and I don't like it? So I said, you know what? This is the year of change and updates for me, so I'm trying some new stuff. I'm an empty nester. I'm trying this whole new life. I'm like, let me get a little spice. I want to know what it's like to have short colored hair without cutting my hair or coloring my hair. So I found this picture on Instagram. I was like, okay, this is the picture. I asked my girl, can you do this style? She's like, girl, yeah, I got you. Get XYZ. Come on through and I'm going to hook you up. Right? So I got everything that I needed. Went to the hair shop ready for my new style. I'm like, ooh, I'm about to pop it. Baby, popping is not what it was. It was, oh Lord, it was so, I got to share a picture with you guys. But first of all, let me tell you, right after I got it done, you know, have you ever walked out of the hair shop and you looking in the mirror like, do I like it? Don't I like it? Maybe it's just new. So let me kind of get used to it kind of thing. And then maybe I like it. So what do? I call my son. I'm a boy mom and my boys are brutally honest. Sometimes you may not even want to hear their honest opinion, but I'm like, in this case, I need his honest opinion. So I call my son. I'm like, son, I FaceTime him. All I hear, he looked at the picture. He looked at me. Oh, he said, God. He laughed so hard. He ran out of breath. God. Okay. He laughed so hard. He was like, mama, what did you do to your hair? I was like, well, I was trying to try something new. I'm explaining myself. While I'm explaining, he then FaceTimed my youngest son. So they both on the line.
Oh, no.
Clowning me. He said, you look like Keisha Cole and Yellow Beezy at the same time.
Oh, so my God.
Singing Keisha Cole. what's Keisha Cole's song? Love.
Which one?
That song. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. So y'all talking about I look like Keisha Cole and Yellow Beezy at the same damn time.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all is dirty, right? at this point, I'm like, I'm laughing because in life, baby, you gotta laugh at yourself, right? So I tried something. I was happy that I tried it, but it was just an epic fail. I'm at the gas station. I get out the car to pump the gas. It was kind of windy. I get back in the car. T tracks all this shit.
Oh my God.
All the tracks at the top. It's showing, mind you, I'm 4'9". So everybody always looking down on my head. At this point, because I got all the tracks up here, the glue to everything. So I get back in the car and my kids like, look at your hair. Look at your hair. They clown at me. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I'm like, I am so tired of talking to y'all. I need to get somebody else's opinion. Call my mama. My mama like, girl, you look good, girl. Your hair, that color, everything, baby. You looking good. You look like your mama. So at this point, I got mixed emotions because my kids call me Keisha Cole / Yellow Beezy. And my mama said, I'm popping. Mama, girl, you looking good. And she usually honest. She's like, mm-hmm. You look like me. I was like, I know, right, mama? Look at me. I look like you. First time I ever really looked like you like that. So I'm feeling a little confident. So now at this point, I need a tiebreaker. So I hit up Tori. I'm like, cuz, I think my hair is horrible. Send her a
picture. First of all, y'all, when she sent me the picture, I don't know how she's feeling when she sent me the picture. But I bust out laughing when I seen the picture. But I haven't told her that I'm laughing about the picture. But I don't know if she's going to be sad about it when I call her. So I have to get my face together. But I'm going to tell her my honest opinion. But at that time, I'm dying laughing. But I don't know if she's crying, if she's happy. I gotta check her temperature when I talk to her. But by the time we get on the phone together, her kid, she tell me that the boys had already roasted her about it. And I'm like, look. First of all, I've never known my cousin to look like her mom. In this picture, she looks exactly like her mom. And first of all, Aunt Ruby is beautiful. But I'm just saying, yeah, Aunt Ruby's beautiful inside and out. And then Aunt Ruby also has an older sister, Aunt Martha. I mean, they look alike. But when I say she looked identical to them, I'm saying this picture aged her 20 and 30 years. I've never seen my cousin. My cousin, normally I could say she could pass for 30, but this picture aged her so much. I'm like, absolutely not. And she wanted to go somewhere that evening, and she was going to network and then talk about the podcast and see if we can get more viewership, more guests to come on to the show. And I'm like, cousin, you cannot go out like that, because first impressions are lasting ones, and women can be hard on you. They can be brutal. And that picture just made her look a lot older. So Aunt Ruby and Aunt Martha, y'all fly. But for Trina, that is not the look. Trina always look hot, young. She just the hot girl, okay? Yes. And then it's like, that's how you gotta go out. No, she could not go out like she did yesterday. But please show our viewers this picture. Please show them.
Okay, y'all. Here we go. A picture of what I asked for versus what I got. Y'all, okay. Y'all, take it easy on me. Take it easy on me, y'all. Because I can laugh. I don't care what y'all think. I do care what y'all think in regards to our podcast. But this picture, share y'all honest opinion, because what I got versus what I asked for, baby, it just wasn't it. It was not it at all. So let me show y'all. Let me see if I can pull it up. Oh, God. You guys, it was so bad. It was so bad. Can you see that, T?
Not yet.
Oh, come on. Okay. So. Come on. Can you see?
Nope, it's not coming through yet. Let me see.
Oh, no. Okay, let me see something. It's coming. Let me see something. Okay, let me see something. Let me try this. Okay.
I can see I was able to see.
Let me see. Technical difficulties, y'all. Hold on 1 second because this is worth waiting for.
Absolutely.
This is bad, y'all. It is bad, y'all. This is definitely worth waiting for. So hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Okay, so wait, this is the part of the picture where Tori was like, well, maybe if you run your fingers through your hair and switch it over to the side. So this is the attempt of me trying to switch it to fix the side, it. Right? And this is the attempt of me trying to fix it. So this is actually what I was going for. See how she has the cute little cut, the little side, and look the back.
It's right? So pretty.
Right,
that's very pretty. Mm-hmm.
But girl, that is not what I got. That is not what I got at all. Oh, y'all, wait a minute. Let's see. Hold on, y'all. Another check. Y'all gotta see this finished product because I ain't no way. Ain't no way. Y'all got after I didn't embarrass myself. Y'all gonna see this finished product, okay? Because this is bad.
Absolutely.
Okay, oh, wait goodness. A minute. Out the yellow beezy Keisha Cole mama. Hold on. Y'all got to see the yellow beezy Keisha Cole mama.
Oh, your kids are funny for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
look at the mullet, y'all.
Not the mullet.
That girl didn't have no mullet. And she had said, okay, so the purpose of the color here was because I asked for highlights. But as you can see, that ain't no dang on highlight. She just gave me
that is
red
not.
In the front and red in the back with black sides. Plus, she gave me a full-on mullet. So I had
that's a mullet.
Cole in the front and a yellow beezy in the back. Baby,
girl, that looked like Shaggy kid. From Scooby-Doo. That's how Shaggy hair was in the front. It was.
What are you saying? It was terrible, y'all.
By the time
I'm driving home talking to Tori, I'm like, we laughing so hard, dude. I can't do nothing but laugh. I'm like, there is absolutely no way I'm going out tonight. Forget that, cuz I'm going to have to network at a different time. But this message is coming out. So I called my girl, like, when can you get me back in the shop? She was like, come tomorrow at 1. I'm like, I'll be there. I went home immediately and washed that stuff out of my hair. I sent Tori a picture. I then pulled the hair off and had on my wig cap. She said, you looking better already?
For real. I'm telling you, it just aged her so much. I mean, and shout out to my family. Okay, she gonna look good at 60 or 70, but that picture made her look a lot older. It's like, no, cousin, you cannot go out representing us like that.
Talking about, can y'all come on our podcast? They gonna be like, girl, you can't even afford nobody to do your hair. Okay, let's start there. Why would I want to associate myself with you, Chicago Yellow Beezy?
Right. Good. That was not. But, that just wasn't it. Mm-mm.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it. And thankfully, I have family, as you can see, that keeps it 1,000 with me. Like I said last week, keep it funky with me. I want to know the truth. No shady gray. Keep it black and white with me. If it ain't looking good, it ain't looking good. Don't have me out in these streets thinking I'm cute and everybody looking like, what in the heck is that on top of her head?
Yeah, we gonna give you the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Ugh.
So, yes. Help us God.
Oh, right, God. Yes. And I'm just, when I saw her today, I'm like, and just like that, she's back because I don't know who that was yesterday. Okay. Shoot.
Y'all, please, you got to watch the full video on YouTube when this airs.
Yes.
Please watch the full video because you have to see those pictures. I need to send up that photo to the shade room or something, what you asked for versus what you got. Because she gave me the Keisha Cole Yellow Beezy, man. And that is not what I was looking for.
That is funny because, girl, they would eat that picture alive.
Alive. I would get clowned so bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, funny. Thanks for letting me share that. I had to make our viewers chuckle a little bit, baby, because that was bad. Segment is sponsored by Tori Styles LLC, your source for inspirational-based products. Explore prayer books, journals, coffee mugs, stylish t-shirts, and customizable items for the small business owner. Visit www.toristyles.com.
what you got come to talk to T?
Yes, cousin. On today's episode, excuse me, of Come and Talk to T. Now, Mr. OG McOink Oink could potentially save your life.
What? A
little twist there, huh? Mr. OG McOink Oink, okay? We have truly evolved. Technology is insane these days. We had our first pig kidney transplant in a person. What does that mean for the future? Let's talk about it all. So according to an article written by Nature, the first transplant of a pig kidney into a living person has brought up, of course, researchers, has raised concern in researchers, not concern, y'all, my bad, has raised researchers' hopes that larger clinical trials involving pig organs will soon become a reality. Such trials could bring what they call xenotransplantation, which is the use of animal organs and human recipients, into this clinic. The recipient of this pig kidney is 62-year-old Mr. Richard Saman. He is recovering well after his surgery on March 16th, according to his transplant surgeon. The kidney was actually taken from a miniature pig carrying about 69 genomic edits, which were aimed at preventing the rejection of the donated organ and reducing the risk that a virus lurking in that organ could affect the recipient. So far, all U.S. transplants of animal organs to living humans have been FDA approved on the grounds of compassionate use, which is basically granted in rare cases in which a person's life is at risk and there are absolutely no other options. The latest results will push the FDA towards approving full-scale clinical trials. Xenotransplants can provide hope and life for patients and their families. Now, you know, as well as I do, T, we got people on our prayer line that we've been praying for quite some time in regards to them receiving organs, be it hearts, kidneys, whatever the case may be. We know that the donors list is pretty long, and sometimes people wait decades to get organs or find a donor match. With that being said, would you be open to allowing the a surgeon to transplant an animal's body part into your body to potentially save your life? Would you be willing to accept pig, cow, whoever, whatever the case may be, would you allow them to put that in your body if it would potentially save your life? Like Mr. Slayman, he's not having any complications. So far, so good. Everything is moving in the right direction. Of course, they're monitoring him as needed, but everything seems to be okay right now. So how do you feel about that? Is that something that you'd be willing to accept?
Well, I'm looking at it two different ways. Like right now, my father is battling, he needs a kidney. He's on dialysis as we speak. And, you know, he would love to have a kidney. And he's saying that being on dialysis is so painful. And he's even thinking that he has to be on dialysis for the rest of his life because I don't even think he can get a kidney because of his heart. So for him, if he had the option of life, you know, he would want to choose life. You know, he has to do whatever is necessary to choose life. But for me, as I was thinking about this episode coming up, it's just like getting just the things that we do here in America. Just because it's FDA approved, if you look at what the FDA approved, they approve all the food that's killing us. They don't really care about us. So to say that it's okay for us to get a pig's kidney, I would probably feel better about a cow than I would a pig. Because for the most part, I'm going to tell you, what do cows eat? They only eat grain. Right. But pigs eat anything. So when I think of a pig, I think cancerous. And so, yeah, and the thing about medicine nowadays, where a lot of times where it'll fix one problem, it'll hurt you in other areas. And a lot of times they'll have these trials, and they do a lot of things here in America for money too, not for what's best for you long term. So I'm hoping that everything works out for this 62-year-old man, but I can't say that I trust anything that's coming from our country when it comes to the medical industry, you know? So I don't know. I would hope to find another option besides a pig. Pigs are the worst animal out there. They are the nastiest.
They live in crap. They splash around in it. They eat mud and
everything. So we're talking it's they will eat themselves. That's a very cancerous animal, and I'm hoping that that they will monitor this man closely so that he never does get cancer or anything like that. But
May I
never get in the situation, but I would say that I don't know that I'm against any animal, but I would prefer an animal that would eat grass or a vegetarian animal than an animal that's out there eating any and everything, because I believe that it can just cause, you know, other chronic diseases. And I think pigs have like a lot of infectious diseases. But I don't know, listeners. Let me know what you think about that, because I'm not sure. What were you gonna say, Tree?
That's a great conversation, and I hope that we get comments in regards to it, just to see everybody's feedback. But those genomic edits that are in that miniature pig, is that something that we are all animals are actually born with, or do they have to physically give something to this pig to create these edits in order for that kidney to actually be transferable to a human? So that's a whole nother situation that you don't know. It's still like it's manufactured or mass produced by and approved by the FDA. So it's so much research that you would have to go through to say that you would or wouldn't accept an organ from an animal. If you are in that situation, please do your research and make sure that it works for you. Like you mentioned, in regards to Uncle Donald, he, because of his heart problems, he couldn't be a candidate to receive anything from a pig. But, do your research and make sure that you are aware of what may or may not potentially affect you. But what I was going to say is that those genomics that are in this animal are basically aimed at preventing the rejection of that donated organ and reducing, not eliminating, but reducing the risk that a virus lurking in that organ could affect the recipient. So they already know that there's a probability that if you do receive this organ from this animal, that you may receive some type of virus. They know that they're trying to keep it down, minimal as possible, but they are aware that there may be a case to where you may receive some type of infection from this transplant. So I thought this was interesting when I read this story. I'm like, with everything that's being reported today, we got all this gossip, all the, reality TV, all the stuff that's going on that you can hear on any podcast or any radio station. I felt that I Am Here For It was a perfect platform to let our listeners know that, hey, this is an option that's available right now. And I'm sure as life progresses and as we get old, technology is only going to get better. So this is probably going to be more of a common thing moving forward. So, hey, you guys be aware that it's going down. They've already put it into motion. So if you ever happen to run into this situation, make sure you are doing your research to see exactly what works for you.
I have to agree.
Right? Absolutely. Right. Well, that's all that I have today for Come and Talk to T. Until the next time, y'all, stay in the know.
Stay in the know.
Next up, we have Behind the Makeup Tea. What's going on with this listener letter today?
Okay, we got a juicy one today, so bear with us, audience. And like always, I say we are not doctors, we're not therapists, we're just women out here that are giving our honest opinion. With that being said, our listener letter says, "Dear IH4I ladies, help. My sex life has grown bored. I've been with a guy for a little over 8 years. I'm sorry, I gotta put my little readers on. We're not married. Thank you. We're not married by my choice, but our love life has grown extremely stale. He's very left, right, left, up, up and down, meaning he does the same things in order like a hamster on a trail. I've tried teaching him how to please my body by watching porn and buying toys, but he always does the same thing. I find it hard to enter into 9 or 10 years of the same old, if he doesn't switch it up. What else can I do to get him off the trail and be creative?" Okay, well, our resident sex perv is no longer with us. That would have been Tia, but so y'all stuck with my advice. But what I say to this listener is communicate, communicate, communicate. And demonstrate, demonstrate, demonstrate. A lot of times, I don't know your age, but you know, the older you get, you just have to communicate, and you cannot expect somebody to know what you want. And then I don't know that by watching porn, that's gonna really teach him how to, you know, to switch it up and make things good for you. If you want something more romantic, I would say show him. Like, I think a lot of times to have that intimacy that you're looking for a woman, it starts outside the bedroom. You need to like start having phone conversations, maybe talk dirty, leave each other little notes or whatever. Even if you're dating each other, when you go out on dates, hold each other's hand a little bit more, do more kissing, more petting, more rubbing. And that will start to make you as the woman a little bit more aroused. Studies have said, and don't quote me, I'm not the sex expert, but I've heard that it might take men 10 to 20 minutes to get it off. And it might take a woman more like 40 minutes to an hour. So as you're starting outside the bedroom, you're already building up that arousal in your mind. So I would start by doing things that make me feel good. So, you know, they always say, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So I would do something like do maybe a treasure hunt inside the scavenger hunt inside the house. You know, I would put little notes like, come in, like say he comes in through the garage, put a little note, come into the bedroom, leave something on the bed, like take off your clothes and put this on, or, you know, or take off all your clothes, go take and then have maybe a hot bubble bath ready for him. But then go in another room, just change the scenery. And then maybe you guys do a massage in the bedroom, in that bedroom, do something different, you know, have some whipped cream in there, but you're going to show him, you know, your erogenous zones. I think that's what it's called. And what you do is, you know, maybe start showing him different touch points that you like you'd be surprised, somebody even kissing the inside of your wrist, the back of your knees, your neck, different areas. And of course, you know, you end at the midsection or whatever. And then as you turn him on, you tell him, "Hey, these are the things that I would like for you to do to please me." Now, that's not going to stop that left, right, you know, up and down or whatever. But I'm going to tell you another thing that works for women is when you get on top, you are the person that's controlling how the joystick is being written. So you might want to try those things. This, like I said, this is in my area, but these are things that I would do. Trina, do you have anything for this listener?
Man, because it sounds like your area, because you gave her some heck of advice. So you are area expert at this point then, baby, because you gave her pretty much everything that I was going to say. Okay. Communication, first and foremost, is totally the key. Has she even expressed to him that she's completely bored where they are in their sex life at this point?
Well, she says she bought toys and she says she bought the toys and porn, but I don't know.
Yeah, but go ahead. But did she say that, did he think that she was just, you know, trying something on her own, or did she just keep it 100 with him and say, hey, our sex life is boring. This is not where I felt that we should be. And this is where we are. And this is where I would like to be. I know that that's a difficult conversation to have, but without having that proper, you know, communication, how is he really going to know? Here you come with some sex toys and some porn. What if he's not even into that? What if that is not what turns him on? So I would say, make sure that you are communicating with him and letting him know, hey, this is not satisfying to me, and I love you, and I want our sex life to be great. So what can we do to make that better? I love the couples massages. With me, I love a good massage, and not necessarily going to a spa, but having my man to massage me. Get you some, y'all can take a shower or a bath together and get out of that shower or bath and get some hot oils and have him to rub your legs, your thighs, your back, your everything. That alone is very sensual. Because baby, when they get to rubbing them thighs and stuff start opening up, honey, you like, this is it right here. So if he's seeing you being turned on, then that's going to turn him on. So maybe try a couples massage. And also make sure that you are aware of what it is that he's into. And if you are pleasing him, then he's going to be turned on. And in turn, you can tell him what you like and what turns you on, what satisfies you. And it may take a visual. It may take you walking him through that process of where you like to be kissed. Is it on your neck? Is it on the back of your leg? Is it on your thigh? Let him know exactly what you're looking to, what turns you on, so that he does that. Have those conversations. Send those eggplant emojis to him while he's having his lunch break. Like, hey, babe, I'm looking forward to that tonight. So just little things that he can be like, oh shoot, I'm about to be off at 5 o'clock, it's about to be on a cracking, something that he can look forward to, opposed to you bringing in toys and watching porn and expecting him to just mimic what he's seeing on porn. Now, I've watched a lot of porn in my life, and sometimes porn is just real bat, 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 bat. Is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for some, because that's what you're getting. You showed him the porn and he giving you up, down, back, back.
Right.
So he's giving you the visual that you presented to him. But if that's still not working for you, having that open line of communication to tell him what does work for you is going to be the only thing that I feel is going to be effective. So just have those open lines of communication with him. Hey, it's so many things that's out on social media. They got like little classes y'all can go and take together, sex classes where y'all can speak with a real sex expert, and they can walk you through everything from oral sex to, you know, touching and how to make an intimacy, all kind of things. So just try to figure it out. But without having an open line of communication to let him know what it is you're looking for, baby, you're going to be dealing with that up, down, high, low, circle, back and forth, whatever it is that is not satisfying you for the rest of your relationship. So y'all just work it through and know that it's something that can be fixed, especially if you're in love with this man.
Yes. I have to agree with you on that. Yep. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, what we'll do is we're going to leave a link down in the comments, because I did go, because I'm concerned about our listeners. I did look up on Google 8 tips on how to spice up your relationship, and it did list 8 tips out there. I'm not going to go over the 8 tips, because, you know, they were long and it was a lot of detail, but hopefully they will help. And listeners, if you have anything out there that you guys want to share that you can kind of keep a little PG-13, you can let the listener know what you have to say about this letter as well. And with that, we want to let all of our listeners know, if you want to send in your listener letters, you can do that at questions@imhereforit.com. And if you have any topics or anything that you want us to talk about, you can do that by emailing us at info@imhereforit.com, or you can leave all your thoughts and comments in the comment sections, because we do want to hear from you.
And absolutely. Engagement is important, guys. So make sure you're sending in your comments and everything to us.
Yes. And also, last but not least, we want you guys to, on YouTube especially, we want you to like, comment, share, subscribe, and tell a friend about our channel. We are trying to get our channel to grow. It's been growing slowly but surely, but we want to speed it up a little bit and get the word out there. And with that being said, Trina, what's going on with our main topic for the day?
Yes, well, let's hop on into the main topic for the day, which is going to be navigating challenges in the workplace. I'm sure that's something that we all can relate on.
Yes.
You work your butt off, you dedicate 10, 15, 20 years to a company, and sometimes it just feels like you aren't being recognized. How do you get around that? So speaking from my perspective, as someone who's actually been in corporate America for over 20 years, navigating challenges in the workplace can be difficult and sometimes considered unfair. I've learned in my personal experience, moving around or receiving promotions, increases or raises is really not dependent upon your skill set, but all about who you know.
I agree.
Upper level management tends to know who they're planning to promote or move to the next level, usually before a position is even posted, right? Which makes me so mad. Mm-hmm. That used to piss me off to the highest level of pistivity, especially with, you know, owning my own company. To me, I look for qualified candidates based upon their work history, their current skill set, and their attitude. Well, in corporate America, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Once I realized that, I devised a plan to make sure I made contact with the decision makers and the power players. I joined and volunteered for multiple business partnering groups as a way of networking, of course, but also to make sure the decision makers and power players not only knew my name, but they also knew my work history within that company and even from my past. I'd also put in place doing what we call informationals, which is basically a brief 20 to 30 minute meeting where you learn about that department that you're interested in before a position becomes available. That's very important. You want to put your name and face in front of the decision makers and power players before anything even becomes available within their department. By doing so, you're letting that manager know, hey, I understand that you don't currently have anything available, but that next position that you do post has my name written all over it. You have to be strategic and learn how to play the game. Unfortunately, it is what it is, but it's definitely a reality. Networking, meeting the right people, letting them know your history, what you're capable of, spending time out of your day that's not paid for to volunteer for different causes that may put you, again, in the right places and spaces. That's what it's all about. So in doing or following these steps has helped me to elevate my career within corporate America above people that have degrees. And as we spoke last week in our last episode, I don't have a degree, but I got that work experience. I got the can-do right attitude, and I've always made sure that I made those right connections. And in doing so, I am where I am within the company that I'm working for, and I'm going to continue to go up in rankings and jump over people that would be considered more qualified, because I'm going to stay in the faces of the right people. They're going to know, hey, she's a hard worker, she's dedicated, and she's definitely someone that I would want on my team. What would you suggest, T?
Well, I was going to suggest the same thing. The only thing that I would add to that might help a woman out there is doing all the things that Trina suggested is do those things, but join like the women in STEM organizations. Most corporate America companies have women in STEM. For yes. Black minorities, there's and a lot of companies, there are Black women and men organizations that you can join. Even for people that work from home, do not just stay in the house. You should go to like the after work events, let people see your face and know who you are, and do the things. You call them informationals down here in Atlanta. We call them sit wits. Make sure you get in front of people and you know, sit with people and let them know what you're talking about, because Trina is absolutely right. People know who they're going to hire before they even put the job application out. So if you do those things, I would say I would join all the organizations, because it is not about what you know these days. It is definitely about who you know, and that will help you rise to the top. And you just have to be positive, and then anything that you do. Oh, the last point that I would do is, I don't know if they, but at your company, do they have something like Thrive Learning or LinkedIn Learning? I would go online and I would take all the different opportunities that are out there for me. Like if there's free project management courses that your company offer, I would take those project management courses and get the any certificate that you can. So when it is time to interview, you can say, hey, these are the stars that I've done in this company. I've gone above and beyond. I've done this, I've done that. You know, I would volunteer to train other people and things of that nature to help myself advance in my career as well.
Absolutely. You said it. You summed it up, T. That's very important, because, and you know, people go to school for years and they obtain doctorate degrees, the highest level of a degree that you can obtain, I think. But they obtain all of these different degrees, and then at the end of the day, they're able to get the job because they look great on paper. But when you get into the department, if you aren't easy to get along with, or you don't mesh within the group, you don't have that personality or that certain oomph about yourself, you and your 500 degrees gonna be right where you started from day one, and before you know it, 10 years later, you still sitting in that same seat. So make sure that you're networking, making those same the right connections with the right people, knowing the right people as far as being the decision makers and power players is very important. So get that all figured out within your organization, and the sky's the limit for you. Keep on growing.
I have to agree with Trina. Having a great personality goes a long way. It goes a lot further than just having that piece of paper. You'd be surprised. Most people will rather have somebody that can communicate and get along well with others over the person that has the education, but they're not able to communicate with people. So it's great to get that piece of paper, that sheepskin. You can't beat it, but you need to have that. We're not knocking it at all, but you need to have that personality as well. So that personality will get you further in life as well. And just don't be afraid to try in corporate America. You know, just put your name in the hat. Even if somebody tells you no, eventually you'll get a yes. So I would just keep shooting for the sky and just let people know where you're trying to go, and eventually you'll get there.
Shoot for the sky and land amongst the stars.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that was a great conversation. I hope that someone could definitely benefit from it, which I'm sure you will, because it is difficult navigating through corporate America, but it's definitely possible. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in today. You want to go ahead and take us on up out of here, T?
Yes. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us with another episode of I'm Here For the Podcast. Like we said previously, please like and subscribe to our channel. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Amazon, on your Alexa device. You can find us on iHeartRadio. And where else? Oh, Spotify. We are trying to get, look, ladies and gentlemen, when you're in your car, turn us on, think about us, and tell others about us as well. And if there's topics that you want us to talk about, please leave it in the comment section, because we want to hear from you. We want to give you the topics that you guys are looking for. So come back for more salacious topics that me and Trina think are good for you. You know, our episodes are never scripted, but highly addictive. We're here for it.
We are here for it. Until next time. Bye.
All right. Bye.